Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Dave McRedmond is with us. He's Chief Executive of On Post. Look at some of the stories that you may not yet have seen and to give us some analysis on some of those that you have. And a very interesting one being reported on the front of the Irish Daily Mail today. Helen Bruce and Zoe Harding, or Hardy, I should say, reporting a possible vaccine for skin cancer.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's you wake up some mornings and there's actually a lot of good news on cancer treatment front, which is showing that all of the investment in cancer drugs beginning to pay off. This is about an mRNA vaccine that can cut by half the risk of skin cancer and melanoma. Now, I'm always very careful. I'm not a doctor. I can't come to these things. In fact, I was looking up at X to get another view in it, and I saw somebody who had MD after their name, and I clicked in and the photo, and he was in a Star Trek uniform. So, you know, you've got to be careful.
What medics do in their own time, exactly. David. It's their own business.
Exactly. But it does look like good news. Now,
but isn't it amazing how when the good news lands, we so quickly move past, like if you take cervical cancer as a case in point, the fact that cervical cancer has in essence in the Western world been more or less eradicated.
Yeah.
And we sort of, and we move on. Likewise, if you think back to the 80s and the threat and horror that was AIDS and HIV, and again, an entirely livable with disease, the advances are remarkable.
Yeah, well, I saw Warren Buffett saying that, you know, the bottom 2% of people socioeconomically in the United States are now better off than I think Nelson Rockefeller in his day. So, you know, the truth is, you know, human ingenuity is extraordinary, science is extraordinary, medical science is extraordinary. I mean, there are warnings here. The melanoma spokesperson, Miriam Staunton, says, look, this will take 3 to 4 years at least, going through all of the approval processes.
It's not early stage, though. They've done it through clinical trials, and the results are there.
It's very promising. And likewise, the treatment for that most awful of cancers, for pancreatic cancer. And again, there's an Irish doctor, Dr. Eileen O'Reilly, very much involved in that. And again, that is the first time there's been a serious breakthrough there. So yeah, we'll take the good news, but with some caution. To, you know, it's medical advice you need, not somebody speaking in the morning.
Now, the other news today is that Axios is reporting a potential rift in the coalition that has been attacking Iran and southern Lebanon. That, of course, being the coalition between Israel and the US, which is based on very long-standing and very deep combined relationships and military support. Apparently, Donald Trump has been abusing Benjamin Netanyahu on a phone call.
Yeah, I won't use his language this early in the morning, but he was telling him he was crazy. It reminds me that recently Janan Ganesh from the Financial Times, he had this theory, which I think is really interesting, is that, you know, we're at a particular stage of real chaos in the world with a group of men in their late 70s fighting for their legacy, you know, whether that's Trump, Netanyahu, Xi in China, or Modi in India. That's what we're seeing. And now we're seeing two of these old men arguing with each other. I think it also says that the President Trump, is finding it increasingly harder to find that off ramp. He's just driving down the road, and each off ramp seems to be closed off. So,
and the quotes that he said, it's Axios summarizing what a U.S. official has told them about the call, which is that on the call, Trump said to him, "You're crazy. You'd be in prison if it wasn't for me. I'm saving your ass. Everybody hates you now. Everybody hates Israel because of this."
Yeah, and I think it's, it's obviously, these are really serious issues in relation to the war in Lebanon and the impact that has on the war in Iran. So, you know, we all hope for a breakthrough here. We all hope that a ceasefire will hold. And we want to see that. But, yeah, the issue of Israel looks pretty precarious. Now, I think we all have to be careful commenting from a distance. You know, I remember being in Ireland during the Troubles and you'd have people far abroad commenting in Ireland. You're thinking, you really don't know what you're talking about. And I think we have to really have a little humility around the Middle East and make sure that, you know, we're better informed and that we don't jump into the grey area that leaves room for all types of xenophobia and anti-Semitism and those sorts of things. At the same time, absolutely being critical of the policies of Netanyahu's government is very understandable. But, you know, we all hope for peace. And maybe wouldn't it be strange if it was Donald Trump who, having started a lot of this, managed to end it?
Let us move to something eccentric for a bit of crack before we wrap up, which is apparently, as if we didn't have enough problems on the roads, deer are becoming a massive threat.
Yeah, it's...
Have you ever seen one on a road?
No, I haven't. And this is... But you know what is amazing? When you drive in a road and you see those deer signs to warn you, what are you supposed to do? I mean, I'm not quite sure. I mean, maybe just stop altogether. Just be
on
high alert as if, you know, you're not looking out for deer all the time or
I just love on those
to jump
signs,
out from the hedges.
How joyfully flamboyant the deer are.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello.
So, well, you know, it appears the deer are winning. They're saying there's now 600,000 deer in Ireland. Now, I have to say, the figures are, it says their census hasn't been done for a time. I don't know if the deer haven't been filling in their forms. Because when they quote the Deer Management Strategy Group says there's 600,000 deer in Ireland, plus or minus 200,000. That seems a fair degree of inaccuracy going on there. So it's no surprise that we're surprised when they jump out of the hedges when we don't know their numbers.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.